tasting the air around it. The long teeth angled back emerged from just below the maxillary bone of the upper jaw. Its slitted eyes remained motionless on either side of its flattened skull, and it was well over 20 feet long, its body as thick as the thigh of a grown man. It was without the least shadow of a doubt the largest muti snake that Ryan Cotter had ever seen. The setting sun glinted off some sort of metal strip around the creature's throat, like a silvery collar. It caught Ryan's eye, but his instant preoccupation was with the girl sprawled helplessly in the dirt in front of the rearing creature. In her haste to be first, Lori must have almost run over the top of the giant rattler, stumbling across the bony tail. The snake's gaping jaws were wide enough to engulf Lori's entire skull, and a tiny glistening bead of poison hung from the needle points of the fangs. It had reared up at least 6 feet high above the girl, its shadow across her body. Ryan's HNKG-12 was up and ready, braced against his hip, aimed at the spade-shaped head of the reptile, but his finger held still on the trigger of the powerful blaster.
No!
Why the fuck not?
It'll fall on her and kill her!
It was unmistakably true. The rattler was so gigantic that it hung over Lori, menacing her, its head weaving slowly to and fro. The girl seemed almost paralyzed, like a rabbit in the lights of a night wag. She was on her back, legs drawn up, one hand lifted as though she could simply push away the monster snake.
Could try and take its head off.
The rattler was about 30 yards away from the group, its eyes registering their presence. But most of its attention was fixed on the blonde girl beneath it.
There's a hell of a chance it'd chill her before we could chill it.
Rick Ginsburg had joined them, panting hard, one hand clamped to his side. His eyes were round with disbelief.
Is that? You never said a word about B-movie monsters, Ryan. It's a dream. A nightmare. It'll kill the girl unless...
Shut the fuck up.
Jack hefted one of his throwing knives, gripping it by the weighted hilt.
Could hit eye, Ryan.
No. A clean kill or drive it away.
Will you all shut the fuck up and do something?
For several racing heartbeats, nobody moved or spoke. The snake's head kept up its hypnotic swaying.
Gotta go for the head with blasters, all at once. She'd manage to splatter it apart.
I forbid it, Ryan. The risk is too great.
You got a better idea? If not, then we'll do it like...
Jesus Christ! Just help me, please!
Yes, distraction. I'll distract the beast, and you can then do the shooting part.
Without another word, the old man was off and running, waving the walking cane in his right hand, fumbling as he ran with the silver handle, discarding the ebony case to bear the steel rapier blade within it.
The double stoop old... Well, shit. Get ready to try and chill the muti.
Everyone drew their own blasters, ready to open fire at Ryan's order, aiming at the blunt, questing head of the rattler.
Come, thou mighty worm Ouroboros!
Duck leapt into the air and brandished his sword. Slowly, the snake peered down at him. It lifted its head even higher, retreating a little, the smooth coils of muscle tensing.
It's gonna strike!
Lori had fallen silent, looking at the bizarre, capering figure in a stained frock coat and cracked knee boots. The sword flashed crimson as it caught the last rays of the dying sun. Doc darted in and thrust at the nearest part of the giant snake, bringing his rapier back, dripping dark blood. But the rattler didn't move its head, and its eyes were unflickering. Ryan had leveled his G-12, aiming at a point a hand span below the jaw. He could actually see the tiny ruby glow from the laser sight on JB's new MP7 SD-8, an inch or so higher than where he was aiming. Jack's Magnum and Christie's P7A-13 pistol were also focused on the creature's head and neck.
Ready?
Avaunt, creature from hell! Have at you!
The muti rattler's stunning speed took them all by surprise. Before anyone could even tighten a finger on a trigger, the snake struck, its head a blur of movement. By the sheerest fluke, Doc happened to be waving his sword in the beast's general direction, even though he was looking down at Lori. The snake virtually impaled itself on the tip of the rapier, jerking it from Doc's hand. The force of its attack knocked Doc flying to the dirt in a tangle of arms and legs. But the prick of the steel was just enough to deflect its snapping lunge at the old man. Frustrated, the muti monster straightened up, ready to strike at the man and woman in its shadow. Ryan wasn't about to take any more chances with the enormous reptile.
Now!
The head and upper throat of the great reptile simply disintegrated under the impact of 30 or 40 rounds of ammunition. Blood sprayed, and a heavy black ichor oozed from the mutilated skull of the creature. Its body began to thrash about with a fearful violence, kicking up blinding clouds of dust. Doc and Lori vanished behind the red-orange veil of sand.
Let's get him out!
Ryan dropped his gun and darted forward, aware of the other three at his side. He noticed from the corner of his eye that even Rick Ginsburg had joined in, hobbling on his rough stick. Ryan found Lori first and heaved the girl to her feet, discovering that she was in shock as she collapsed helplessly back to the dirt. With a grunt of effort, he managed to lift her onto his shoulders, carrying her away from the appalling noise of the monster's death throes. Doc managed to move out on his own, clutching his arm where he jarred it in the fall. He had to wait until the creature's writhing began to ease, which allowed him to go look for his sword stick. While Jack looked after Lori, calming her, the others went to examine the twitching corpse of the muty rattler. Its head was pulped, and both eyes were gone. The main fangs had snapped off into short, splintered stumps, from which threads of poison still oozed into the dirt. The remainder of the body was still twitching in the final death throes.
What's that on its neck?
JB pointed at the silvery collar that Ryan had glimpsed a few seconds earlier. Christy leaned over the immense body.
It's locked on. It'll take some cutting to get it off.
What's the lettering say?
A name. Can't...
She wiped blood away.
Yeah. Azrael. And the number 12, that's all. Gaia, you figure it's someone's pet?
Could be. Hey, Ryan. Remember that Baron up north? One that had that extra pair of residual hands?
Oh, yeah. He had a muty maggot as his special pet. Slept in a big wooden bed with silk sheets and got fed like a baby.
Okay. It's a nightmare. I know that now. You're all figments of my imagination. Inside the cooling capsule, I've gone stark mad. Yeah, as mad as a hatter. Hatters were mad because they used a lot of mercury in the process of making hats. Fumes rotted their brains. Mad hatters. That's me. Rattlers as big as a semi, maggots as pets, redheads with pistols, albino kids with dirty hairy magnums, one-eyed men, and... I can't stop talking. Why is that, Ryan?
Because you're in shock, Rick, and you're kind of not used to the Deathlands and its pleasures yet. That'll come.
Oh, terrific. Oh, I can't wait. I'm just not coping. You know what I mean? Mom always said I was a born underachiever.
Lori was still shaking.
I'm wanting to fuck out of this!
You're all right now, my delicate little Meissen shepherdess.
No thanks to you! Nearly killing me with jumping in and shouting at the muty bastard! Stupid yellow old triple crazy!
I confess that my efforts were not quite as successful as I had hoped, my dear child, but I truly did my best.
Not best enough! And I'm not your fucking child! You make me rad sick!
Ryan felt a flicker of anger, something that he learned painfully to control over the years. He was aware of the flush of heat that brightened the scar across his face, and his fingers clenched with a surging rage. To slap Lori Quint across her petulant, petty little face and knock her on her ass would feel really good right now. But fortunately for Lori, Christy Roth had been with Ryan long enough to recognize the flaring danger signals.
No lover.
She took a half step that put her between Ryan and the trembling blonde.